This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Just about every day, the growing number of people dying from heroin or prescription painkillers.
Governor Doug Ducey now declaring a statewide health emergency.
Six people have died from using carfentanil.
Four of this weekend's overdoses involving cocaine, possibly laced with fentanyl.
Two 35-year-old men in Manchester and a 48-year-old Meredith, New Hampshire man, all dying from overdosing on carfentanil.
The Butler County Coroner's Office says there were more fentanyl overdose deaths last year than any other drug.
There are so many deaths that Jefferson County commissioners are expected to approve a fourth point.
Very scary start to the Robert Scott Bell Show today as the Department of Justice has released figures that said almost 60,000 drug overdose deaths in 2016 in people under the age of 50. Well, at least I'm safe from that one, Super Don. How about you, Grandpa?
Yeah, well, I'm not safe from seeing this on the news, I tell you. And anybody who spends any time, even just a little bit of time, watching the news, you know, that those few clips there that we got of stories from around the country are just a drop in the bucket. I mean,
you gave me 100 clips to play today. I don't know how I'm going to get them.
Stop it. No, I'm talking about in the crossfade right there.
If you go on YouTube,
I mean, if anybody really wants to see how big this problem is, go on YouTube and type into the search bar overdose deaths and click search. And you can spend the entire afternoon watching report after report after report of all of the drug overdose deaths that are happening in this country. And in this number here that they put, the 60,000,
mm-hmm,
in 2016, this is the largest annual increase in American history. This is a problem, folks.
Yeah, I think in 1 year, and we may get a clip that confirms this, it's more than that died in the entire Vietnam War, more Americans that died in the Vietnam War. So I look at it, and that clip was from, let me see, the audio that you found, Dancing with Mr. Brownstone. I didn't realize that meant dancing with heroin, basically.
Very popular song there by Guns N' Roses.
When we grew up and we heard about people getting overdosing on drugs, did we ever hear about pharmaceutical drug overdoses? I don't recall. I mean, I'm sure that it may have existed, but when they mention the list of things like, now, they always throw in heroin. It's almost like they have to. They're obligated. I don't know. They don't break it up, but I have a strong suspicion that the majority of deaths are happening due to opiates and this new fentanyl thing, which is so scary. Because if you read this story, we have linked up in the show notes, thanks to Captain Morgan. Go to robertscottbell.com. You'll realize they're telling cops that when you're finding drugs that look maybe cocaine, like in the years, remember all the detective stories from the 70s and the 80s the Miami Vice, right? They stick
yeah,
their finger.
What you're gonna
yeah,
say, yes.
They stick their finger in the thing. They put it to their tongue. Oh, that's cocaine, right?
Yeah.
They're saying don't do that anymore because you don't know it could be laced with fentanyl. And one grain of fentanyl, like little 2 or 3 grains of salt size, is enough to kill you.
Yes, I've seen stories where these first responders now are overdosing on it simply because they come into contact with it. They're not, you know, they touch it.
Like you said, that takes it up to a whole other level. I mean, you think about with the bioweapons, right? You hear about, oh my gosh, the bioterror scare. This has got nothing on that. I mean, there was a story about a cop who did all the right things, has a, you know, basically a gas mask on and gloves, and he gets back from the crime scene, and one of the other cops knows, hey, you got some kind of dust on your shirt or jacket. He brushes it off. The guy inhales it and is in the hospital.
It's like anthrax or something, right?
Yeah, it's not anthrax. It's fentanyl. So anyway, let's give a listen to how the mainstream news is reporting on it, and you'll get droned into obedience by Scott Pelley, one of those high-paid anchormen that says whatever he's told to read.
Overdoses are now the leading cause of death for Americans under the age of 50. According to preliminary data compiled by the New York Times, deaths last year likely topped 59,000, and that's 19% more than the year before.
I'm sorry to be distracted by Scott Pelley's voice, but it just like drones on into a place of hypnosis. But that's why he's paid the big bucks.
You are resting on a giant fluffy cloud.
That's what you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be lulled into a state of passivity on the evening news. That's why Pelley's paid the big bucks. All right. How many deaths? I mean, this is not just something that happened a year ago. This is happening every freaking day.
There were 11 overdoses just last night in Cleveland, 2 of them fatal. In Ohio, at least 4,100 people died from unintentional drug overdoses last year, a 36% increase from 2015 when the state led the nation in the rate of overdose deaths.
I remember, you know, during the presidential election and what's the guy that they burned out of the Democratic Party, Bernie Sanders, right? He was talking about it, and so was Trump. And I think in New Hampshire, of all places, it's really... really bad, but not just in New Hampshire. A number of states, in fact, all of them, but I don't know why there's heavier concentrations in certain states.
Kentucky, West Virginia, and New Hampshire have also experienced shocking increases, as has the East Coast generally. Most of it tied to heroin, a prescription painkillers called opioids, often laced with a powerful narcotic known as fentanyl.
Now, do you ever wonder why these things, you know, finally get the news coverage that they deserve, and perhaps even government attention? I think just like we've seen with the vaccine issue growing and growing and growing, even though the mainstream media is loath to cover it, more and more government officials and their family members are being impacted by it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the difference maker here. When they start getting hit, suddenly, oh, man, they're going to start paying attention.
I'll tell you what, Robert, I just read an article, I think it was yesterday or the day before, where they were talking about how, you know, people's perception of where are the drug addicts at, right?
Yeah.
Where are the people that, you know, if you were going to point a finger at a group or an area or a demographic, most people would think, oh, well, you know, it's probably the inner cities, right?
Right,
you know,
right.
It's the poor, you know, and the disadvantaged and stuff like that. No, you're wrong. The majority of these deaths you're seeing from addiction and from these drugs are from the upper middle class, well-to-do groups of young people.
FDA sanctioned, even FDA approved drugs, opioids, opiates, beyond the heroin into the fentanyl area, which is just absolutely stunning. Where this is going. Now, we're going to be dealing with some large numbers tonight, folks. Thankfully, Ty Bollinger will be with us second hour, CPA extraordinaire, as we go outside the box with him. But take a listen. $4 billion. How does that number play itself out in Ohio?
In Ohio alone, nearly 4 billion opioid pills were prescribed between 2011 and 2015. Even the state's lieutenant governor, Mary Taylor, recently disclosed that her two sons are now battling opioid addiction.
Lieutenant governor, you see what I'm saying? Now it's impacting the government workers or elected or unelected bureaucrats. So they're going, dude, we need help here. And things that are normally ignored now are not going to be ignored anymore. And I remember, you know, with the medical examiner, did we cover a story recently where they had to expand the place where they put the bodies? There was just so many bodies piling up. The morgue was increasing. Listen to this report from this medical examiner in Cuyahoga County.
Thomas Gilson is the medical examiner for Cuyahoga County.
If you look at how many people die in this country from opiate overdose, we're looking at, you know, same number of casualties in the entire Vietnam conflict.
Now, I remember in Vietnam there was a song about it. Remember that in the 19, right? The average age of people that were killed was 19. They were 18, 19-year-olds. A lot of young people died. The question is it 19 and 18-year-olds that are suffering most, or are there even younger children impacted by this?
The crisis affects rich and poor, white and black, old and young. Last Thursday, the 911 operator in Akron received this call from a 9-year-old.
This is Akron 911. What's the emergency?
My brother is not breathing.
How old is your brother?
One.
It's unclear how the child got the opioid in his system, but he died on Sunday.
Dude, I'm telling you, Super Don, if this is not a clarion call to completely eliminate all prohibition on the use of the word, much less the plant, cannabis. I don't know what is. You know, we covered a story yesterday about opioid addictions within MMA or Ultimate Fighting and how that CBD alone was helping. But the plant is not killing anybody. These drugs, devastating, down to the one-year-old that inadvertently comes into contact with it, much less a police officer that touches it, it absorbs through the skin. And then you hear of these... I remember years ago we talked with Dr. Frank King about his kids. You know, they were in school and they'd hear about these middle school parties and high school parties where they throw all the parents' drugs, pharmaceutical prescription drugs, into a bowl and people would just take them at random. Now, the parents weren't aware of this, but that's the kind of crazy stuff that was happening. It's not about drinking and smoking anymore. And so there's 11 middle schoolers now were taken to the hospital after sharing Xanax. 11, as young as 11 years old, just trading Xanax. Dude, do I say the United States of Drug America? Am I exaggerating?
You're not. No.
God.
You're not. And it's crazy to listen to this. So, you know, the thing is we recognize the problem. I know cannabis is one answer.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is what we got to start looking at is solutions here, because this is getting out of control. They're worried about Zika, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the Zika epidemic, blah, blah, blah. You know, no, that's not the threat here.
The entire Vietnam police conflict, how many did it kill? Under 60,000. Last year, about 60,000 were killed under the age of 50 by these drugs, most of them approved by the Fear and Death Administration. And you're telling me you're going to worry about cannabis? Really? You're going to worry about herbal supplements? Really? The FDA has got to get its head on right, if it even has a head that it can screw on. I think it's running around headless. It's a hapless organization. Run. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I don't want to knock your skills, Super Don, in terms of mathematics.
But oh,
I know,
man.
I know. I'm going to ask you something here because it's going to be a little while. And second hour, we'll have Ty Bollinger who can confirm this. But remember that one of the reports we played, the audio clips, 4 billion pills in just Ohio alone. Can you figure out how many people live in Ohio? Do you have that?
It is 11.5 million people.
Okay. So can you do the math real quick and figure out how many pills for every man, woman, and child?
Well, that was 4 billion pills had been prescribed between 2011 and 2015, which would be 4 years. So you would say it would be a billion, just to say, make it easy, a billion a year.
Okay.
That would run roughly about 90 pills for every man, woman, and child in Ohio.
Each. And, of course, we know that not every man, woman, and child has taken it. So where the hell are all these pills going, and how is anybody alive in Ohio? I mean, I got that question now. It's just stunning. Again, it's a testament to the power of creation to withstand this assault. But we have limits to that, being able to withstand that. Of course, when you get into the fentanyl, what we're learning about now, a gram, is it less than a gram? No, it's a grain, and you could be done. You could be done. So in addition to the cannabis we mentioned, there are so many lead-ins, right, which used to be only heroin. Now it's prescription drugs. So many lead-ins to addiction. And I'm going to lay almost all of it on allopathic medicine. Almost all of it. Not 100%, almost all of it. Because the way they treat, for instance, pain through the use of drugs, drug therapy, drug management, managing pain, they've created a customer base of addicts. And according to the state of Ohio, the pharmaceutical companies knew it, too. That's why they're suing like five of those big pharma companies over this issue, because they knew it, which also means the FDA knew it, too. Somebody at FDA knew it and didn't say anything, didn't stop it. It came to market, and now we have an opioid crisis.
Well, and Robert, and if you remember, it was just a couple of, I think a day or two ago, we were covering the situation with the letter to the editor that was in the New England Journal of Medicine, right?
Yeah.
That said, oh, well, you know, nobody gets addicted. It's all okay. And this is what has been referenced hundreds of times now over the past, you know, how many years as proof that they that don't cause a problem, but don't get addicted. You know, and what that has done is that that opened up the floodgate.
Right. It was just a letter to the editor, not a peer-reviewed piece of literature. Now, there's another aspect to this, you know, in addition to mismanaging pain, because there's not a holistic viewpoint when you come out of allopathic medical school, thanks to Flexner Report 1910. There's no vitalism there. They don't look at even structural integrity. Some osteopaths may still know how to do that, but chiropractors do. I would hope the naturopaths would understand that structure, function, you know, you relate to the structure if there's corruption or the deficiencies of minerals, like we talk about with skeletal and even neurological issues. Silicon or silica deficiencies play a huge role in pain and degradation, if you will, of the skeletal system, musculoskeletal system. And, of course, there's fibromyalgia. Why? Because there's so much mercury toxicity. And, of course, that's brought on by what? Allopathic medicine, allopathic dentistry as well. And so I can continue to lay blame, but I go, hey, how do we back out of this? We've got to detoxify our livers. We've got to heal the gut. Just all those same things so we can assimilate the right nutrients to repair and rebuild. And we've got to utilize medicines that are not addictive, whether it be more essential fatty acids or CBD, like we talked about, whether it be more energy type technologies, homeopathy, water, for goodness sake, hydration. Everybody getting on molecular hydrogen enriched water, go to robertswater.com, download it. I mean, there's so many more things, but this is a spiritual crisis for a lot of people that weren't driven initially by pain, but for other seeking other things like pleasure or escape. And we recognize we've got a spiritual crisis on our hands with this addiction. Not only is it a pain-induced scenario, and wrongly so by allopathic medicine, but a spiritual crisis, people looking for ecstasy. I don't mean the drug ecstasy necessarily. Ecstasis, the root in Greek, I believe, means with God, right? And however you perceive that to be. When you are lonely, feel alone, you feel abandoned, right? Rejected, not worthy. Maybe it's patterning from your childhood. Any number of things that could have happened. You seek out behaviors to satisfy a craving, right? Because you lack vitamin L, the love we talk about. And oftentimes the cheap replacement, the deadly replacement has become, used to be street drugs, now FDA-approved pharmaceuticals. So when I say get right with God, I'm not telling you to be in any one religious dogmatic belief. That's up to you. That's your experience. But follow your bliss where it leads in that regard, and healing can be yours. Happiness, the pursuit of happiness, it was in the, you know, Declaration of Independence, for goodness sake. But what does that mean? We got to find that out, figure it out, and then go for it, because it didn't mean fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, and other opioids. All right, folks, we got lots of questions of the day coming up next. Stick with us.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR 88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR 88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR 88 to 350-350. That's CLEAR 88 to 350-350.
Scott Belcher.
Hey, do you want some organic food? That's the question. Go to robertscottbell.com and see all the great stories that you're missing or not reading correctly in the mainstream news. We cover them here on the air, give you a perspective like nowhere else in broadcast media. And, of course, real options for healing, empowerment. And that is 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, economic, political, or spiritual. It's all fair game here because, again, life is about everything, not just dividing it and conquering it. It's not about little Hegelian dialectics running around and addicting you everywhere, right? Super Don, right?
Hegelian dialectics running around doing what?
Addicting you to things.
Addicting you.
Right.
I have just addicted you. Yes.
Yes. It's like little minions or little Hegelian dialectics, apparently. You know, I asked you,
what would a Hegelian dialectic look like? I wonder.
I think we're going to have... I'll ask my daughter to draw it. She's a really good artist. She's drawing cool stuff. And I'll say, Ari, can you draw me a Hegelian dialectic, a little thing like that's a creature?
Awesome.
And
we'll maybe, I can't
we
wait
might
to
have
see.
One. That'll be fun. Anyway, you said we didn't have an organic food theme, but I'm going to do the next best thing.
Inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sowed. Someone warmed them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
You go, John Denver, and you know he wasn't promoting Monsanto's glyphosate. Organic food update, let's do that. That'll be for now. I'm going to borrow it for that purpose because there's an article
here.
He
wasn't singing about GMO soybeans, are you sure?
Not John Denver. No.
Because
he would be.
Inch by inch, row by row, GMO soybeans.
No. Go, no, because John Denver did not go to hell. He did not. Sorry, he's not with Monsanto. Organic food backed by landmark report warning pesticides far more dangerous than was thought. This is out of the Telegraph in the United Kingdom. And, you know, we mentioned it the other day, I think, but it's worth revisiting. Even for a moment here, for those of you who have laughed at Robert Scott Bell for saying go organic all of those years ago, it's another one of those borderline I told you so's, but I'm not going to play that. I wanted to hear John Denver instead. The idea here is reducing the toxin inflow everywhere you have genuine control. And when it comes to food and water, you do. Now, I hear you. There are limitations, some folks will say, but I can't afford it. And that's the big, big no-no. Even if you believe that you can't, and you could show me your checkbook and it's not filled with enough to buy food, I still don't believe you. And this is the reason why. Because it's a belief system, and that starts a cascade of events that makes you dependent upon those who would enslave you to Monsanto-laden glyphosate-soaked foods. And so don't be mad at me. Well, you can't be mad at me for saying it. That's okay. I don't mind if you're mad at me. But the point is, it's trying to go deeper than just the numbers that we're hitting, like the 4 billion prescription pills in Ohio, or we might get into the millions to back it down a little bit next hour with Ty Bollinger. But the idea here is I found in my own life, this is why I talk this way. When I started eating organically at the age of 24, it was a long time ago. And it wasn't like you could just drop into any Whole Foods and grab, you know, a bunch of organic produce from all over the world. I mean, it was a very limited supply of things, and a lot of it looked wilted and horrible. And you could always get bean sprouts and tofu. And for a kid that grew up on fast food burgers, it was not appealing, I promise you. And yes, it was even more expensive relative to the cost of what they considered regular food, commercially grown, conventionally grown pesticide-laden foods. But I said, gosh darn it, like Stuart Smalley said, I'm worth it. I don't know if he said that, but you know that idea. And gosh darn it, people like me. No, I'm worth it. I had to like myself enough to say, you know what? I see my future based on the 24 years of chronic disease, and I've learned about a path out of this mess, and it means cleaning up what goes into my body. Either I feel like I'm worthy, and I will do whatever it takes to get it, or I don't. And it's too easy to go, it's not that important. And if you're not convinced that it's that important, there's nothing I can tell you to convince you. That's okay. Eventually, you might figure it out. Because you're certainly not suffering from a lack of chemotherapy in terms of the road to cancer like I was on in my younger years, grown allopathically and on pesticide-laden foods. So read about this. Landmark study suggests damage caused by pesticides across the European Union. Thankfully, England, you guys pulled out. UK, Brexit. But amounts to at least 125 billion, looks like pounds or euros, looks like pounds a year. So this is out of Britain. Over the loss of lifetime income and other damages. So, folks, quality of life is everything. If you believe in long term, if you're here for a while, some people want to live fast and die young. And they say, you got to die of something, then what the heck, right? What am I going to tell you? Those people. Not a whole lot. But those of you who are invested in a longer term perspective, even like John Denver saying, inch by inch, grow by row, plant a seed, don't you know? And I want the squirrels to stay away from my fig tree. I'm just looking out in my garden. Stay away from my fig tree, squirrels! What am I going to do? I don't even have a BB gun. I don't like killing squirrels. Stay out of my fig tree.
And you don't have your what was it? What was the BB gun from Christmas Story? The Red Ryder.
Red Ryder Daisy, I think it was.
Daisy, yeah.
Yeah. Do remember that. Anyway, from that, let's go to our humble and lovable loyal listeners.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, Sandra strikes again. Our old friend Sandra writes in. Hello, Robert. She's a green tea drinker. She's not only a loyal listener, she's a green tea drinker. And she likes a cup or two every day. For years she's been doing that, but she's so confused, she says. And I know I'm not the only one. We've been told, and I've read articles on how good for you drinking green tea is. And I drink it because I enjoy the taste and believe I'm getting health benefits from it. Are you now finding out that there are negative consequences? Should we drink less? Reducing estrogen levels isn't a bad thing, but cancer? Is she referencing, was there an article about green tea and reducing estrogen levels or green tea and causing cancer? She's referencing a lot of things here, because I know that recently we had an article about
tea. We covered a story, and this would have been with Batar talking about tea. And as you can tell, I'm speaking slowly so I can stall while I look. Yeah, no, I don't remember exactly, but it was with Batar talking about tea, and I'm trying to look it up right now.
Well, and what about all the other Asians, Sandra asked, who have been drinking tea for years? Is that racist?
Drinking tea may alter gene expression in women. That's what it was.
Yeah, but wasn't it a positive story, not a negative story?
I believe so.
Yeah, no. But I think the thing that you're bringing up, Sandra, maybe something we didn't mention in that article, but it goes back a few years when Mike Adams, a health ranger with his laboratory, was starting to identify in certain tea strains coming out of China in particular, in certain areas of Asia, was contaminated with heavy metals. And that's the concern, not the green tea. Green tea itself or these many herbal teas are great, but the sourcing of them is the concern. So be certain that you have some level of analytic data that the company provides or via a third party that says, you know what, this is not heavy metal contaminated green tea from China. That's the biggie. Now, I've been drinking yerba mate for years. That's my tea of choice out of South America, and I do really well with that. Even green tea is a little harsh for me in terms of the caffeine interaction. I'm very sensitive to that, but I do well with the yerba mate. So if it's working for you, just be sure, Sandra, the source is clean. That's all I'm saying. So let's see. Anything else? Thank you again for being such an advocate, and I loved your talk on our toxic planet. I took mental notes, and it helps me to explain the condition of the planet. People can argue on global warming all day, but they can't deny that we are living in a toxic one. Sandra. So somebody understood what I was trying to get at with the whole global warming thing when we, you know, pick on Al Gore, how the science, it refutes the warming hypothesis based on CO2 and man. But if they had just argued, as I argue, that global toxicology is where we should be looking, then there would have been a winning argument for the environmentalist earth muffins to actually win on. And you got liberals and conservatives would say, you know what, we really don't want a more toxic environment. Let's talk about, let's strategize on how we can clean it up. But don't make a red herring about warming that is now not in evidence. In fact, it turns out it was a scam. But then again, if you weren't interested in really making a change, Al Gore, except to line your pockets, Al Gore, then it didn't matter. You were going for global warming and carbon credit trading schemes. So I'll leave Al alone for a moment. We have a second question of the day coming in from Steve AG. AG, of course, is the symbol for silver. I should call him Steve Silver at this point. Hello, once again, RSB and Super D. I know, Steve. Doesn't Steve AG take a break? Ha-ha. It's okay, Steve. We love hearing from you. My question is about a Herxheimer reaction related to the silver allo protocol. A Herxheimer response is a die-off, a rapid die-off of the bad guys that your body's not clearing fast enough. I'm just saying. Steve says, is it safe to say the response correlates to the imbalanced level of toxicity in the body? Yes, but the toxicity is not alone enough. If the body is not able to clear it fast enough, that's where you get the herxing, the worsening before you get better. You feel a malaise, you feel a headache, body aches, things like are not necessary when the liver is wide open and working. He says, I wondered if it was similar to the keto flu, where some don't have a noticeable reaction and others are punished for a few days when they go on a high-level ketogenic diet. So do you have any information, observational or otherwise, that talks about the gut healing period and the ill effects from the common conditions? Well, yeah. I mean, I always counsel folks that ask me if you have a history of headaches or the fatigue and the other things that have been going on for months to years, I'm going to have you take extra selenium. I'm going to do extra, you know, homeopathic detox drainage remedies, coffee enemas. This would minimize that potential of a Herx reaction when you're doing the silver aloe protocol, because there is going to be a die-off, for instance, of yeast. If your liver's good, it's not going to be that big a deal. If your liver's congested, you'll feel it. Also, can the silver aloe be mixed together, right? Or can I transport it together for midday use, or should they be kept separate until right before ingestion? That's a great question, Steve. Keep them separate. Mix them only right before ingestion, because the longer the silver mixes with any other substance, the more the silver, the active state, is bound and less active for you. So we want to maximize the horsepower of the silver hydrosol by mixing it right before ingestion. That's a great question, Steve. I'm glad you asked it. Those of you who don't know what the silver aloe protocol are, go read my book, Unlock the Power to Heal. Go ahead, Super D.
One more question. Is it better shaken or stirred?
Shaken or stirred. You know what? I don't care. Either way. If you want to be James Bond and shake it, don't stir it. Make sure it's covered so it doesn't go everywhere.
Okay. Right.
Steve says, thank you as always. Still working on getting to an event this year. Oh, by the way, there's a big event in Michigan, the Cancer Prevention Convention, end of August. That's going to be happening in Detroit area. We'll get you more information on that. It's already in the show notes, by the way. Go to robertscottbelt.com. Find out about updates, events you can participate in, online summits that we're supporting. And we'll have some more news on the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium second year. It's going to be in Orlando first weekend in October, Thursday, Friday, Saturday in October. Also, we're working on a really cool event in the islands. Yeah, in the islands, something called Curacao, but I don't have confirmation. But if it comes through, we're going to give you a few months heads up so you can join me there. All right, when we come back, walk into school with your kids. Cool story next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know, if you really like this show, really, really like this show, we don't ask for much, but say thanks to those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And you can go to the website, robertscottbell.com, share it, and you can find some links in there, places to go, things to do. Maybe even stuff to buy. We don't sell anything here. We just kind of give you that power to heal or just remind you it's yours by virtue of your birth, and all you got to do is activate it. Activate it by doing some of the things we're talking about here. Also, affiliates around the country, we love you. Thank you for carrying the Robert Scott Bell Show through our syndicator, GCN. You can catch archives there and many other places on the web, including UK Health Radio, and, of course, at robertscottbell.com through SoundCloud. So we got Ty Bollinger scheduled next hour. We're going to talk about some crazy numbers in terms of how many years lives have been saved. I mean, it's just a weird cancer story based on, you know, begging for taxpayer money. Give us your money. We got to justify it because people are on to them. So they've come up with a new way to do that. Let's see. We got the Nazi roots, Big Pharma Nazi roots of the European Union, still World War II happening. A great new article by John Rappaport. We may mention that next hour, too. 866-939-BELL. You don't have to be bashful. You can call in while we're live on the air, 866-939-2355, or you can leave a message when we're off the air. That's fine, too. Or go to robertscottbell.com and leave your message there. Final story this hour. Okay, here we go. We're bringing our dad hats back on, Super Don. Although you're a grandpa, too. But
well, we got Father's Day coming up, right?
Yeah, all right. That's cool. So what are we going to do here? Think about reminiscing when our kids were little. Mine are still semi-little, right? They're still here. But I know yours have grown. But can you remember, like, the first time you walked your kid to school or something? Anything like that?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, one of the other things that I used to do with the kids was, you know, every morning you had breakfast at school, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, and you know, you have to remember, I had five at one time here. And at, I think at the time, there were three or four, I think, were in elementary school at one time. And so, you know, not only taking the kids to school, but sitting there and eating breakfast with them.
You did? They let you do that. Now, I don't know if they let you do that.
There weren't a lot of parents that did that. It was kind of a cool experience for me because it's they'd start bringing me breakfast, you know, when I go sit down with the kids. So, yeah, it was cool to have that that tradition.
Did they charge you a nickel for cheese toast? What did they do back then?
They did not charge me anything.
Wow, you government-subsidized free breakfast, man.
Yay!
Everybody knew about that. What a cool dad. No, I, you know, most people live farther away from schools. They're not so much neighborhood anymore. So, you know, you kind of walk them maybe to the school bus or maybe you drive them to school. I like it because we're close enough. Like I would ride bikes with my daughter to school, which was fun. And, that's really cool. So there's a story here. A Twitter post went viral. A couple of pictures were put side by side. A dad walked his kid, noticed that he had a picture from years ago that he walked his daughter to school on her first day of kindergarten. And his daughter was now graduating high school. So he decided, you know what, let's bookend this thing. And he got a picture of himself. He says, you know, honey, we're going to walk home from school. She probably wondered, why are we walking home from school? I'm a senior. I'm graduating. But no, let's do that. And they got a picture together doing that. And it's pretty amazing. I just like think about that. The guy doesn't look like he's aged much. Of course, the little girl is not a young lady. But
you got a point there. He looks, you know, he's aged well. I mean, you figure this is what, 18 years, right?
Yeah.
And he literally looks like he's wearing the same jeans.
Yeah, he looks like they're walking past horse farms or something. So he's an outdoor guy. So that's good sense of staying young by being outdoors and doing physical things, of course. But apparently this Twitter feed where there's the side-by-side photos of him walking his daughter to school in kindergarten, walking her home, graduating high school, was 63,000 likes, 14,000 retweets. Brittany's the daughter. She called it a bittersweet moment, but one that she'll remember forever. You know, it's one of those tears come to your eye. You're going, gee, man, where did the time go, right? These kids grow up so fast.
Yeah. Anybody, any fathers out there who have daughters, you know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something about your little girl, right?
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, good dad story. We like that. This is the month of Father's Day, although I will acknowledge these Mother's Day, Father's Day things. We've talked about it. They're greeting card holidays. And what about the rest of the year? You know, come on, pay homage to your dad. You know, you remember the first time your kid flipped you off? Remember that, Superdome? Oh, the memories, right?
Wow, yeah.
Teenagers, right? That's what happens. They're growing up and they're going, yeah, Dad, right. What, the horse you rode in on,
I'll break that finger off and make you eat for lunch.
We've been there. Here, pull my finger. Oh, no. That's a silly joke. Don't do that. All right, folks, we got Ty Bollinger, another great dad that we love dearly as well. Coming up, we're going to go outside the box with him. Don't go anywhere. News break coming up in the meantime. Folks, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.